This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, last week, the great Merrill Reese told me that he was hoping for a nice, relaxing, comfortable Eagles victory over the previously 2-10 Giants. But of course, it was anything but. It was a rallying 23-17 victory in overtime, 20 unanswered points in the second half. The Eagles had to come back from 14 down. It was anything but a laugher. It was a nail-biter. But still, Merrill Reese and Mike Quick did a great job calling it on the radio. Merrill, good morning. What do you think was the reason the Eagles won this game?
Well, there were a lot of things. Number one, it shows that this team stuck together. They made the adjustments that they had to at halftime. They defense completely shut down the Giants in the second half, and Carson Wentz played like the Carson Wentz we have enjoyed watching at his best. And then a little guy by the name of Boston Scott came in off the bench when Miles Sanders went out with a cramp, and he just took over. They couldn't stop him. He ran, he slashed, he caught screen passes. He gave them a tremendous lift, and there were so many heroes in this game. Greg Ward made catches. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside made a big twisting, turning catch. Josh Perkins off the practice squad, he made a key play. And then ultimately it was Sanders who put them into position to score with a broken tackle run, and he took them inside the 10-yard line, and then they finally put the cap on the night. But what a great win for this team.
No, they certainly needed it, Merrill. You said last night on the radio, you know, in part they saved their season because they would have been in a whole lot of trouble if they lost that game last night. What was the most impressive? You listed so many different things. What was the most impressive aspect to you of the comeback?
Well, I think the most important thing is that their quarterback, the franchise quarterback, Carson Wentz, started playing the way we know he can play. And he never panicked. He moved them downfield. You talk about the quarterbacks finding ways to come from behind and win. And I think he really needed that experience for his frame of reference to take them downfield time and time again, find a lot of different players, spread the ball around, and win it that way. I think this game, I talked about having to beat the Giants up and win this one going away. You know what? This does this team a lot more good. It gives them confidence, and it really provides momentum going into Washington.
Yes, certainly. I agree with that. Merrill, I hate to be negative, but and hopefully this doesn't come off as negative, but Boston Scott was great last night. Josh Perkins made some nice plays. All the guys that you mentioned. Why didn't we see them before when Mac Hollins didn't have a catch since September and Nelson Agholor was struggling? Why did it take all these injuries for guys like Boston Scott and Greg Ward and Josh Perkins to get opportunities?
Well, you are generally playing with your first string people, and it's a roster thing. You have to have room for them on the roster. But Greg Ward was certainly ready, and so was Boston Scott. Now, Boston Scott's been up for quite a few weeks now. He's been up for much of the season. He's been doing things like as a kickoff returner. He did some punt return earlier. But we saw what he could do. But at one point, there was when they had Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders, they were pretty strong in that department.
Yeah, they were. They certainly were. And if Jordan Howard's not going to come back, because who knows with his shoulder stinger, then Boston Scott is. Sir, he reminds, and I heard a lot of people say this, he reminds me of Darren Sproles. Merrill, do you get that same sense?
Oh, he's that type of back, absolutely. He's a guy who can wiggle free, and he's got a million different moves. He can catch the ball well. He can return kicks and punts. He can do all of those things. Now, I think Darren Sproles is a potential Hall of Famer someday, but I'm not going to put Boston Scott after one great game in Canton, Ohio. But I think he can provide a spark, and I think he can be a contributing football player.
It was also nice, you know, we talk about Carson Wentz, but it was also nice that Zach Ertz bounced back from that really bad performance against Miami. He needed that last night. He needed the two touchdowns, the game-tying one and the game-winning one for his confidence, right?
Well, you know, he is so mentally tough. He really chided himself after the loss in Miami, and he said it was one of the worst games he ever played. and he won't let it happen again. And he came into this game with total confidence and had the tying and the winning touchdown receptions.
Nice job last night. Great job last night with Mike Quick and Howard Eskin. You guys told the story very well. It was a thrilling game to listen to. And next up are the Redskins. Doug Peterson talks today at noon to address his day after comments, and we'll get your thoughts on what he has to say tomorrow morning. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thank you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.